Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Christmas is now less than 3 weeks away, and while some people have already flocked to get their Christmas tree for the season, there are others who are likely heading out sometime maybe this week to get theirs. When it comes to pricing this year, are prices on the rise for trees, whether it's for pre-cut trees or cut your own trees?
We went up, our price went up probably about $5 on a tree, and I would assume that others, I'm not sure what other tree farms do, but I think they might have gone up slightly or stayed the same as last year. But it's all due to the increases that we have to do for fertilizer, for fuel, and all of that.
Are there any other factors that may be contributing to the rise in prices for trees and other decorations essentials for this year?
Yeah, because we have to pay more to get seedlings. If we're doing anything with groundwork like stone or anything that we're putting out in the fields or drain tile, everything has increased for us. So it's always, you know, we have to increase our prices for our sales. And everything that we buy at the farm, you know, to help out, whether it's from tree stands to our wreath rings, to anything that we purchase, ribbon, everything, all the prices have increased dramatically. So we then, on the other end, increase our price of sales.
How are you looking when it comes to the supply of Christmas trees this year, maybe compared to years past?
We have lots of trees. We have lots of trees, and I would say there's enough trees for anybody that wants a real tree that, because farmers replant, when they take one tree, when one is cut, they probably plant 2 to 3 seedlings in its place. And some people are, waiting a little on their trees. Maybe they were overcut on a certain kind, so they might close earlier. Others maintain their crop, so they have enough trees for everybody. But there should be plenty of trees with Christmas tree farmers for people to get their tree.
There was a new Siena poll that says New Yorkers this year are leaning more towards the purchase of artificial trees rather than having the real Christmas tree in their house this year. Why do you believe that may be the case? And for that matter, why are people mistaken?
Yes, why are people mistaken? That's what I want to know. I heard that too. And I think a lot of people, they want to do it because it's easy to put up an artificial tree. Some of them get the lights on it and everything, and it's a very easy thing for them to do. But environmentally, it is healthier and for the environment to get a real tree. And we have people, we have been jam-packed with people more this year than in any other. And we ask, why are you coming for a tree? Besides our customers that have come back for us for the last 35 years, many people say, we're sick of the artificial tree. We want a real tree. And they go out to the fields. They love to start a tradition. They love to keep a tradition from the past. Young couples are starting a new tradition, and they like that feeling of getting real and helping the environment.
And what else do you guys have to offer for people this year when it comes to other decorations or Christmas needs as they get in the holiday spirit?
Well, we have a gift shop, and we make our own garland from our own tree brush. We've got a garland. We've got wreaths. We've got pine arrangements. We've got greenery. We grow our own winterberry, so we sell the clusters. At first, we didn't think we were going to have them because the snow really got them down, but we're harvesting our winterberry and selling bouquets of that. All of those things are at the tree. We sell Christmas tree stands. We have a lot of local artisans. My gift shop is full of local people in this area that are selling everything from fresh bread to pottery to wooden products to dog treats to candles. Everything is available, and I'm strictly doing local, and it's like one-stop shopping. People are coming in, and we had crowds of people since we opened the day after Thanksgiving, and we'll go right through to the Sunday before Christmas.
Very good. And anything else you want to add to the conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
There are plenty of trees, because some people will call and say, we hear that there's not enough trees. No, there are plenty of trees out there. You just have to look around and try to seek a local farmer. They're the ones that are harvesting the trees, and they're the ones that are putting the and taking care of the trees right there. So that is the best way to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.